For the name of Yahweh is great and mighty. And in that mighty name we find the Yoshak, the house of Israel, Yoshua the Lamb. And as we gather here this Shabbaton, as we come before you with a certain sound of the shofar to worship you, for you declare that if the shofar makes an uncertain sound, that no one prepares for battle. And as we prepare our minds in this Bayat, this day, to come against every wile, every spirit of darkness, we bow before you, our Abba, to bless you, to worship and to Barak, our mighty King. For there is no strength of assurance without Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, for the house of Israel. And so as we bow before you this Shabbat, gather in your presence, we do pray that you pour out the power of your Ruah in the midst of this fellowship, and that everyone will receive the purity of your truth in their love, and that they may know without a shadow of a doubt that their Redeemer lives. The onslaught of hell has been to be charged against Israel, trying to identify the house that it may target at the people of Israel. Yet we are covered under your wings, O mighty Yah. In the midst of this dark generation, whereby wickedness is exalted above the measures of your words, that which is vile, apostates, and corrupt is esteemed above that which is tov and sodika, that which is reputed, what brings a stench to your nostrils, men take great delight in. That which is pure they despise and reject. They will not hold fast to those things that are pure. And as we bow in this Bayat today, we bind the powers of darkness. We speak to the vanity and to the folly of the mind of Israel. We bind it. We curse that spirit by the roots, that it will be plucked up and cast out of Israel, and we may know and take great delight that it is our Abba that purges us by his mercies and his Torah, his truth. We will be no longer removed away from the standards of our Abba, but that we will hold fast to pure standards of Yahweh. We ask you to strengthen this house. Touch everyone that needs a touch today, as we bless you for your mighty healing. The young sister Jayla, Almighty Yah, you can move miraculously there. We ask you to do it in Yahshua's mighty name. We will not pray prayers of repetition, but we will pray by the emunah of our Abba, the measure that you have placed in us. And we will trust you and seek you diligently, for we know that you answer our prayers. Those that are worshippers of Yah, those that have turned away from the sinful practices transgressing Torah and defy the Torah of Almighty Yah, that we hold fast to your statutes, your Torah, your instructions, your wisdom, and we abide in that, our precious Abba. We shall delight this Shabbaton, this great day of celebration in Yeshua the Lamb. We shall take great comfort, great delight. And of course, your Ruach to fill this house mightily, that every song may be one of reverence to you, our Abba, an exaltation unto you in and Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. So we, as we pray here, two or three gathered, for you said you will be in the midst, and we celebrate your fellowship in Yeshua. In the midst of this Baya today, we take great delight and we rejoice in that. Yisrael cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah. For the excellence of your word, Yeshua the Lamb is the strength of Israel, is the assurance and the hope of the house of Israel. And on this Shabbat, we do want to bless you today, Barak you, sing of your great mighty feats and the wonders, and the mighty truth, Yeshua, the heart of our Abba, that you have cleansed us from all of our sins, our trespasses against you. So we pray for all those that are listening on the live stream, every home. We pour out your shalom in the midst of them today. Everyone that is here, may they hear. May they receive your truth uncompromisingly and obey it and love it above all things, that they may hide Yeshua in their hearts, that they will not willingly disobey, defy and transgress the Torah of our Abba. So we ask all things in Yeshua's name. We trust and we believe you today. In the house of Israel, cry hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, Yivarach, Ichad, Yah be with you. Bless you today. You may be seated. Yah bless you all today, and may his strength rest in the house of Israel. May he give the house assurance in a time of great stress and devastation upon the earth. We can see the heart of man failing him because of his polluted ways of sin. He has hoarded what he perceived the riches of sin in his heart, and yet it is causing the devastation in the land today. His greed, his lust, his uncompassionate desire for the things of Almighty Yah. If there's one thing above all things, we must love him with every measure, every fiber of our strength. When a man truly loves him, then he will obey and abide in the Torah of Yah. And he will know how to love his neighbor, his brother, his sister, as he loves himself. It will not be some pseudo form of love, but it will be the true Ahava of Almighty Yahweh, that it will always prefer others above oneself. It will always look to the need and the cause of others before one considers one's own need or one's own cause. That is the pure Ahava of Yahweh. We saw that in Yeshua HaMashiach, the perfect Lamb of Almighty Yahweh. He did all things to please him, for his love was set to please his Abba above all things. We must have that mindset today. And if we are not pleasing Almighty Yahweh, we're pleasing our own corruption. For the flesh will always spew corruption. It is a cesspool of wickedness. It is a scornful mentality, and we know what a scorner is. A scorner is one that despises, that hates truth, that despises the Torah of correction. That is what a scorner is. And Yahweh profoundly utters in Scripture, say, even when the scorner, when those that defy my Torah, those that reject my Messiah, when the scorner is punished, he say, even the fool will be made wise. When Yah brings his retribution upon this scornful generation of despisers of his Torah, despises his order, and chooses this humanistic ideology that they are the supreme and they are the, quote, gods, unquote. They take upon the manifestation and the power of Shaitan, because Yah never told man that he had the supremacy like him. He never ministered that unto man in any form. These were the words of darkness, that in this form of this created thing we call a God. A God is one that chooses, picks its own right and wrong, its own likes and dislikes. Shaitan said, you will become as Yah. Yahweh created Tov, and he created Ra. He created both of them, good, and he told man the great light of his Tov nature, that he may understand the powers and the seductive forces of darkness. So he created both. And so what Shaitan says, when you began to create your own light, when you began to create your own darkness, when you began to speak what is light to you, when you began to reject what is the light of Yah and say that it is darkness, you have become equivalent to him. You are enlightened like him. You have the same knowledge that Yahweh possessed. And that is not so. He introduced unto man the spirit of mockery and scornfulness to despise the Torah of Almighty Yah. And when man despised the Torah, he brought forth the spirit of death and destruction. And Yahweh says the scornful man, those that despise Torah, those that reject my enlightening, he says when the scornful man is punished, then even the simple, the foolish, the wayward one, the one that is filled with folly, they will become wise. He commands that if you instruct the wise man, he will ascertain or obtain knowledge. He will understand my ways profoundly. He will take great delight in my ways, but not the scornful. And the scornful man thinks that he has gotten by. Well, I don't believe that it is in spite of Yahweh. As I said to us yesterday, I know that the word of Yah is inspired. And the reason I know that, it is not because of the historical evidence. It is not because of the prognosticators. As men from the most profound intellectuals to the most folly-filled satirists, to the power of the Roman Empire, to the Medes and the Persians, to the Philistines in every order upon the face of the earth, have tried to debunk the power of the word of Almighty Yah. And yet they have all failed in doing so. It is inspired because it inspires me to obey and to do what he commands. Brothers, it's a little warm in here. To me it is. Can we turn a few fans or something on? And so I do not need any kind of specificity of evidence. It is evident in my heart that it is the inspired word of Almighty Yahweh. It inspires me to greater heights. It inspires my delight in Him. It causes this inspiration to flow from my inward parts because I know what is written. And I know the manifestation of that written truth. The power that is Yahshua HaMashiach. And the power of that witness inspires me that the word is inspired by Almighty Yahweh. That was not some feat of man. He was the son of Yah, but he was created by the power of Almighty Yahweh and placed in the belly of a virgin Miriam. No one can explain that. They cannot explain the dynamics of Almighty Yah. And that is why the word inspires me and causes my life to rejoice with great rejoicing. Not because I need some historical evidence. Not because I need the persuaders to persuade me. Not because they're men of intellectual properties that understand historical tenets to the fullest degree. I don't need that. I need to hear from the book what Yah says that caused the world and those books that have been dammed up by sin to be broken and they issue forth the life and the power of Yahshua from a vessel that is not even worthy of it. So I don't need no inspiration that comes from some evidence. I don't need the inspiration that they said they found, quote, the grave of Jesus Christ, unquote. Because I know that the life and the power of that grave was in this earthen tabernacle. And on the third day when that body rose up, it brought life into this earthen vessel. So I don't need no grave. I don't need no tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. I need the living power of that witness of Yahshua in the inward parts that inspire me to the heights of Almighty Yahweh. Even when the scorner, when he is punished, Yahweh is going to punish the scorners. They that defy the truth of Yah rejects His truth and says that He has no purpose in my life. They have disdain for what Yahweh says. And Yahweh says, when I punish them, even you that walk in folly and foolishness, even you that despise me and take my word as though that it is not, He said, even then you shall be wise and you shall know that it is my hand. This is not the work of man. The power, the breath of Yahshua was not the work of man. It was a word that cannot be explained by the ability of the intellect of man. It must be told by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. He had to tell us the story. He had to instruct us in that story. Because if He had not of, we would not have believed it. And because He is the one that instructed us and told the story, it is believable. Because even Moshe prophesied and told for the mighty works of Yah, this coming restitution and this Messiah. 700-800 years later, we had a man, Yeshaya, Jeremiah, the prophets foretold of the same stories. We saw the beginning with Noah and the power of this resurrection and the hope for his people. And so the story has not changed. They were in different parts of the world, and yet the story constitutes the same storyline. It has not changed one bit. It has not been altered. The hand of man has tried to alter that, but nothing that Yah has laid down is going to be altered. HaMashiach came from the bosom of Miriam, and He is the power and the life of Yah, and without that we have nothing. And every scorner that mocks Him, they are going to be punished. We don't know this mighty one. What He sent to Israel, He sent to us, come out. Not only the world, but that mindset. Cast down the imaginations and the issues of your mind. Cast them down and destroy those things that have allured you and drawn you under the bondage and under the servitude of flesh. That you're not given over unto serving me. That your mind is not pleasing what I command you to do. That there is no great delight in Torah. That there is no great delight in the afflictions in the body of Yahshua. He said, I want you to come out of that. And I want my Torah, the power of Yahshua, to be established in you. It is time out for this fictitious type of religious persona. It is time out that we have this religious pseudo-aura. It is time that the living power of Yahshua dwell in the body of Israel. And when the power of that true Ruah of Yahshua is in Israel, it will bring forth the power, the life of the fruit of Almighty Yahweh. Reason there is not the power that because the life and the witness of that true identity of HaMashiach is not in Israel. We're walking in religious actions. We have a religious attitude. We have a religious persona. It looks right. It seems right. It feels right. It makes you feel good. It causes you to have some kind of a sense of your worth. It causes you to make you feel as though that you're doing something great. But there is only one great work. And the great work, I know what HaMashiach said. He said, the works that I do, greater works than you do. For us to believe on the only begotten Son of Yah, that is a great work. For us to have that mind of Yahshua, that is a great work. For us to trust in the power of that truth, that it is a living truth, that is great work. In the midst of this society, with every kind of vile thing loose, every kind of attack upon the authenticity of Yahshua the Lamb, to remove him from the bosom of Almighty. But he still sits at the right hand. He still sits there making the petition for the house of Israel. His power has not changed, and it shall not change. We may deny him, but he will never. He will never deny HaMashiach. We can reject him and say the renewed covenant of the power of this life, renewed in Israel, is no good. But the life in true Israel, it is renewed. You can reject it, but he will not reject it. You can deny Yahshua, he will not deny him. You can count him as though that he is worthless, but he is the worth of the sum total of what Yahweh is. And without Yahshua, Yahweh has no worth at all. Without the witness of that truth and power, there is no worth to the one that we call Yahweh, the mighty Redeemer, the hope of Israel. He has nothing. Why? Because his witness means nothing at all. Because of that, his witness is great. Because of that, his witness is mighty. We have the witness of that truth in us. The testimony, the Torah of Yahshua, the Son of Yah. Hallelujah. That his purpose was to destroy the works of darkness in Israel. The nation given over to every kind of sin, every kind of vile thing. And he came to destroy the works of Shatan. That the minds of the people controlled by darkness. Yah wants our minds to be controlled by the living life of his word. For every word that Yahshua speaks unto us, it is a breath. It is a wind that comes from the nostrils of Yah. It is a wind that comes from the bosom of Almighty Yah. Every word that he speaks, it is the breath of Yah. And in every word, it brings life. It brings the life of the true testimonies of Almighty Yahweh. And without that witness of Yahshua, you have no true testimony of the life of Almighty Yahweh. You can call yourself a Yahdim, a Jew. You can call yourself the white Israelites. You can call yourself the black Hebrew Israelites. But without the power of that witness, you are scorner. You have rejected the truth. You despise the truth. You are a scorner and a mocker of Almighty Yahweh. And in the pit of darkness shall you lift up your eyes. No light shall come forth. No life can come out of those cesspools, those cauldrons of hell. They're putrefied cauldrons of apostates. There's no life in them at all. No love of Yahweh. No great desire for his truth. They are fictitious. They are pseudo. And they are false. If Yahweh doesn't raise up a man of valor and strength in this nation, not even the seed of Israel will be saved. And what Shatan has done with this religious whore, this Jezebel spirit today, it is one that says, I don't need anyone. I don't care what no man says. But I'm reminded of the prayer of Daniel. When he began to pray unto Almighty Yah. He began to pray unto Almighty Yahweh. And the first thing he began to do is deal with the sins of Israel. He began to point out how they had gone far away from him. This is a people, Israel. Yahweh only brought them under the captivity of Babylon for 70 years. And this nation of Israel, those that are in this nation, they have been brought under the bondage and the captivity of the power of Babylon. They are brought under the spirit of Babylon. They are confused. They are foolish. They don't have the power of the true witness in them. They have a false pseudo witness that they draw to those that are false and they are not sincere with Almighty Yahweh. He began to cry out for Israel, for their sins were great, and they were mighty. And he said unto Almighty Yahweh, I want you to know my sins. I want you to know my faults. I want you to know my error. I want you to know what I have done, Almighty Yah, for I know that when your hand is expressed upon Israel, I don't want the dross in me, I don't want the sin in me that will prevent you from purging me and from bringing me to this perfect light that I need to walk in. And this is a generation that will not confess their sin. It is one that is pompous. It is one that is full of pride. It is a false generation. It is one that thinks they're spiritual and they're full of folly. They're dulled. They're blind gods leading the blind. Their words never bring forth life. When one speaks the word of Yah, it will bring forth the excellence of His presence in the midst. And the presence of Yahweh is always one of judging. Yahweh is known by the Ruah of judgment. When one speaks the word of Yah, He will always bring forth His presence to judge you. What one says will always invoke and that spirit of Yahweh to bring judgment in the midst of that circumstance or that situation. But you have this pseudo false mind today, this Jezebel humanistic mind. And they will say, I don't care what man says, but I'm here to tell you the book tells us that there were men that Yahweh, when Yahshua ascended, before he ascended, he descended and he gave gifts unto men. He didn't give it unto Jezebel, but he gave it unto men to bring about the law of perfection in the house of Israel. And so this Jezebel perverted horse says today, it makes no difference with all of their emotional trappings. They're going to die in their sins. They are many, even like Esau, he cried, and he cried out unto Yah. But there was no place found for him to repent. Although he thought he had found a place, he found no place at all. And this scornful generation that despised the truth, despised the order of Yah, Yah gave gifts unto men. And that's the order of Almighty Yahweh. And when one despises that, you are scorner, you are mock of Almighty Yahweh to say that Yah has not done it. Because if He has not done that, then Yahshua is a hoax. And He is not a hoax. He was a man. He was a man made of Yah. He was placed in the belly of Miriam. Just like the living word of Yahweh. It ought to bring life unto Israel. The living word of Yahweh ought to bring strength unto us. The living word of Yahweh ought to bring assurance, inspiration, and we ought to aspire to be like Yahshua. It ought to cause our love to delight in everything that He says, because in that we know we find His correction. We know we find the assurance. We know we find the emunah of Yah and what He speaks to us. When He speaks to us, it causes our emunah, our faith to rise. Without the faith of Almighty Yah, you cannot please Him. So He set before us men, and their feet ought to be beautiful, those that bring the great tiding of the message of Yahshua the Lamb. How beautiful are the feet of them that come forth with the message of this hope. They should have beautiful feet, and we ought to bless Yah for them, that they may speak unto us and cause the faith to rise in us, that we will not be despair. We will not denounce Yah. We will not become scorners. We will not become mockers. We will not turn our ear away from Him. Hearing the truth, but we will take great delight in the truth. We will buy the truth. We will not sell it. We will take comfort in the truth. We will rejoice and we'll have our being in the truth. And the truth is His power to govern you. And that is the truth of Yahweh. He's going to govern Israel. He's going to bring about His excellence in a people that is nothing. A rejected specimen. Had no life. Filthy.
no umbilical cord that was attached to anything, but it was severed. It was left hanging there. They were full of filth. They were degenerate. They were vile. And they were unclean. You can look at your own hands. They're not the cleanest hands. They're full of filth and sin. They're full of every kind of degenerate thing there is. They're full of lies and hypocrisy. Full of falsehood and every kind of schism and schism there is. Full of deceit. Full of denial. It's not hands that are clean. They're not hands that are clean. They're not Kodesh hands. They're not Kodesh by the word of Yah. We lift up our hands. That's why they seem so heavy. Because sin has brought our hands low. Sin in our hands, they're too heavy. And sin is a burden. It is a heavy weight that is over the people today. Whoever transgresses it is hard. It's hard to get your hands up. It's hard to get your mind on him. It's hard to get your spirit in tune with him. It's hard to get your thoughts on him. Because sin is in Peter. It has impeded you. You're impeded from doing what Yahweh says. And sin is a circumventer. And sin is a blocker. When a man transgresses Yah, and then he opens up the door for every dark thing, for every kind of ill repute spirit there is. And the enemy has done a magnificent job. He has done a magnificent job. You are the ones in this house. It will wrestle, it wretches, it wrestle the scripture to your own hurt. And it brings about your own destruction. This Jezebel generation says, well, I don't need no one, I don't need man, but Yah didn't say that. He looked at Noah and said he needs some strength abiding with him. And he gave him a woman, that in that woman's bosom was a Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And they began to see his excellence and his splendor. When their minds began to look away from the splendor of Yah, when they began, because everything they saw was the splendor of Almighty Yah. And Yah said, I've created Tov and Evil, Ratha. And he allowed that serpent, that spirit, that slither its way into your mind. That spirit of hatred, that spirit of discontent, that spirit of corruption, it slithers its way in like a snake. And then it began to wrap itself around your heart. It began to suffocate the word of Yah. It caused you to wrestle and to question what Yahweh says. It caused you to question the authenticity of the reason of Yahshua. Is this right for me? Is this the real way? Is it the sure way? Well, your way is not sure, and the thoughts of your way are not sure, because they lead you to destruction and devastation. It doesn't bring about any restoration. It doesn't bring about any restoring. It doesn't cause you to be restored. And that spirit slithered in like it did with Eve. And she was entertained by it. And we're entertained by our thoughts. We're not strengthened by the word of Yah. And we must be in this hour. It is the word of Yahweh that strengthens. It is the living witness and the testimony of Yahshua that strengthens Israel. And without that witness and that strength of Yahshua in your life, you will not have the strength of Yah. You will not have the witness of Almighty Yah. You will become a mocker, and you will scornfully turn against Yahweh. You will have scorn against you. You will say, I don't see any reason why we have to do that. I don't see the purpose in obeying that. I don't see the cause and what it will produce if I do that. I don't understand why, because it is our wickedness that causes us not to understand. It is the Tzaddikim man, the man that is governed by the law of Yahweh. He understands all things, both time and judgment. He understands in the morning time to prepare for the battle ahead. He doesn't go out with his armor not on. She doesn't walk around without her armor on. But she makes sure she's clothed in the armor of Almighty Yahweh. And it is the righteous Torah, the Tzaddikah Torah of Yahshua the Lamb. You have no other Torah of life. Without that witness of Yahshua, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, it is just a fleshly thing whereby the flesh can never submit to it. That's why we need the law of his Tzaddikah, his righteousness in us. We need the witness of Yahshua. And when the Ruach comes, it will witness of this profound power that is in us, this word, and a witness of the truth of that word, because that word is Yahshua, and it will not speak nothing else. These Jezebels that say they have the Ruach, they got their Holy Ghost, but they do not have the Ruach of Yah. Because no one can say they have the Ruach of Yah, and they witness out of their mouth things that are different than what Torah, what Yahshua teaches. It's not so. It isn't so. Not at all. They all forsook him, but they were his. And he went back to restore them. They were still his. And they all cast in the same teeth as Yahudas, or as Kephar said. Though other men forsake you, I will not. And they all forsook him. They all. We must allow this truth to govern every aspect. It must govern our mind, our actions, our attitude. It must govern everything. Because without truth, we are wayward people. We are like a ship in the midst of the sea, tossed to and fro. You don't have the stableness of truth. That is what stabilizes us. That's what stabilizes your mind. That's why the minds today are unstable. That's why there is no assurance today in the minds of the people of Israel. They have turned away from you. They have turned their thoughts away from you. They have given over unto a pagan Babylonian god of Balaam and Beliporam. They are given unto a sensual gratification and a sensual fleshly pleasing. They are given unto their own dictates. They're not given unto the dictates, the commands of Almighty God. You're not your own. You have not purchased yourself. You cannot pay for your sins. All the blood offerings of goats and bullocks could never pay the price for your sins. All of your good works and your fine works and all of your charity, if you want to call it that, can never pay for the prices of your sins. For the sin of man is great, that is a stench in the nostrils of Almighty Yahweh. It has come up before the mighty one of Sabaoth, the one of army, the one of power, the one that will destroy. We don't know him. That's why our actions are constantly the way they are. That's why we cannot refrain from this mental corrupt mindset that calls us to be removed far away from him. We need to draw nigh unto him. When a man began to draw closer, yeah, we draw nigh unto him. We draw closer unto him. What do you mean, not your physical being? Because without your heart given over unto him, you can't draw close to him. Without a pure love for his truth, you're not drawing close to him. When your mind is so fragmented, when there are so many thoughts that run rapidly in your mind, and it's not the word of Yahweh that is the pinnacle or that is the supreme controlling factor in your mind, you're not drawing close to him. When your thoughts are on these things that are carnal and natural, these are the things that control you. You're drawing close to them. When these things bring about a great satisfaction, causes you to rejoice, causes your emotions to change, and your thoughts to change, you're not drawing close to Yahweh. It is only when the word of Yahweh, when it brings about the change, when it causes you to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of your hands, of your flesh, and your ruah, when you are cleansed from your filthy ways, when your mind doesn't respond the way it used to by the same circumstances, when your talk is not the same, but your talk is one that is pure, and it brings forth life, it brings forth the witness of Yahshua, and the fullness of that hope, only then does one possess that changed mind. Only then can you see the change. But when your mind, your words are sensual and earthly, it's because your mind is sensual and earthly. When your thoughts are given over to the sensual application, because your mind is sensual. You don't have the mind of Yahshua. Hallelujah. You don't have that mind. For that mind was given over unto pleasing Almighty Yahweh. And everything he did was a great delight unto the Abba. Because of our scornfulness, because we despise truth. And that is what a lute, that is what a lute does. One that is a lute, a scornful. They despise the Torah. And Yahweh's Torah is the truth. Yahweh's Messiah is the truth. He is the Torah, the living word of Yah. When he spoke those words unto Israel, they were not dead, but they were words full of life. And because their mind, they will not allow themselves to be guarded and controlled by the word of Yahweh. They gave themselves over by forsaking him. And they went after Balaam, the Lord's. They began to serve the Lord's. What Lord? Not the Lord Jesus Christ, as they say. They serve the Lord of their flesh. They all got a different Christo. The Christos are different. The Christos bring unto them what they want. Whether it's sinful, whether it's wicked, whether it's perverted, whether it's apostate. That is what their Christos. And that is what a Christo is. It is the anointing, and they have their own anointing. It is not the fire of the living word of Almighty Yahweh. So they've gone after Balaam. They've gone after their own lords and their own gods. Every individual has his own lord. I don't care what men say. I don't care. You have your own lord because you care what you say. And yet there's a hidden mind in your heart that is deceitful, scornful, and wicked. And you care what it says. Yahweh brings us together. And we can always have someone to witness whether we're right or wrong. That's why he didn't want man alone. That you will always have someone to witness. But even when you're wrong, and yet your own mind will not witness that you're wrong, there's those that have the power to discern. And they say, you're wrong, brother. Sister, that spirit is wrong. When one is so aloof, when they segregate themselves, then they began to establish their own ways. And their own ways seem right to them. All the ways of a man's heart, his own thoughts, his own devices, they are right in his own sight. But Yahweh ponders, he weighs the value of the life of HaMashiach in that man, see if it's truly there. All of his ways are pure. His ways seem right. And every man, his ways seem right. There is only one way, because there is only one baptism. There's only one mighty one Yahshua, Yahshua. There's only one Emunah. You cannot have Emunah in Yah without having Emunah in Yahshua. You cannot have Emunah without the witness of Yahshua. And when men say that his soul, they are corrupt. They're full of lies. For that is the testimony of Yahweh. That is the law of Yah that Yahshua has come to destroy the power of the works of darkness of the mind of man. Satan made sure that his seed was sown in Eve. Sure he did. And that is the seed of his word. And we need the seed of Yahweh. We need men to speak unto us profoundly. But Yah speaks to us. My prayer, Yah, raise up the prophet. Where is he? The Nabi. That he may declare the fullness of this truth. That we may become mature and strong. A vibrant entity of Yah, a strong force, beginning with us against the thoughts, the precepts, and the concepts that remove us away from the disciplines of Yah, that our lives are exemplatory of what Yahshua is, that our minds express what Yahshua express. We cannot say we love Yah and we do not keep his mitzvah. And the commandment of Yah, as Yahshua said, as he gave them judges, as he gave men to declare the power of his truth, to obey them, and not what the Jezebel spirit says. I don't need a man to instruct me in the laws, the Torah of Yah. You need a man. Let no one deceive you of that. You need a man. And Yahweh, as he raised up the man Noah, as he raised up Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he raised them up. As he raised up one by the name of Jephthah, as he raised up one by the name of Jehu, that Yah says, I will give you the promise if you commit all things unto me. And he said, Yah, you give me the victory. All that I have, when it comes to greet me, it belongs unto you. I will not hold anything dear to my love. But what you instruct me and what you command me, what you show me, Yahweh, that will be the most vital, important thing that I will eat and die on Yah. And he held true to his vow that he committed that unto Yah.
and he held true to that vow. We do not hold true to the vow of Almighty Yahweh. For Yah so loved us. He loved Yisrael that he sent HaMashiach. Hallelujah. He loved us so that he sent his son. And if we believe in the witness of that truth, we shall not perish. He is the life of man. Without Yahshua, that witness has no life. I'm here to tell you, you can have the reading of the Torah, the Mitzvah. But without Yahshua, the Torah of Yahshua, you have no reading of Torah. You have words. You have letters that kill you. The letters never produce anything. It is the Ruah of the letters. And Yahshua is the life. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruah, they are spirit, and they are life. Without Yahshua speaking that from us, there is no life in us. That's why we need the power that witness of the testimony in us. And what this secular mindset, this humanistic mindset, has done, it has removed the witness of the power of that. It questions Yah. If he was so, why did he have to do it this way? We try to rationalize, don't we? Why would he need to do that? How do you rationalize the air that you breathe? I don't understand it. Man has the ability to understand the elements of it. He can never create it. He can never create it. Oh, he may create, take the components of it and create an air. But it doesn't do what the air of Yah does. It dries out the body parts. It destroys the lung. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how much he was that fresh air that blew in. Hallelujah. And all of our sins. That fresh air. Down there in the midst of that mire of clay. Hallelujah. He caused the east winds to blow. He caused the living word to blow over us. He caused HaMashiach to blow over us. And the air began to fill our lungs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We began to walk upright in Him. Yeah, the air began to fill our lungs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't understand the importance of the air of Yah. He caused through all the winds to blow. To fill us with the life of Yahshua. And when that light began to flow, then every extremity of our body parts, our toes began to move, our fingertips began to move, our hands began to fly to Yahweh. Because it takes the life and the breath of Yahshua for you to have life. Don't let this damnable world tell you that you can deny the power of Yahshua, the witness of HaMashiach. Because without that breath, you have no life. You don't have no Ruah without the witness of Yahshua. You cannot receive the witness of Yahweh without the power of the witness of Yahshua. There's no breath in you that breathes on this testimony that caused it to come alive unless you have the witness of the testimony Yahshua in you, and the Ruah breathes on it and it comes alive. You'll please Yahweh. If that witness is not there, there's no breath in you. Hallelujah. You can pseudo fit it any way you want to. You can say you have the witness. You can say you have the breath. But without the witness of Yahshua, you have no breath of the Ruah. There's no wind blowing in you. There's no wind of Yah blowing in you. And without that wind of Yahweh blowing in you, there's no life of Yahshua in you. And without the Yahshua in you, you have no wind of the breath of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what the enemy has done. He has robbed us of this true witness. He is the truth. He is the truth of Yah. He is the life. And no man can come unto Almighty Yahweh but by Him. You're not going to get the witness of Yah unless you come by Him. The testimony must be in you. It must be. That is why the Ruah will come and breathe life on that witness, on that testimony in you. And that testimony in you will bring you to the bosom, to the altar, to the throne of Almighty Yahweh. You got this secular religion today, this ideal today, that they deny Yahshua. But you cannot deny Yahshua and say you know the Abba. You're walking in a carnal mindset. You're walking in a fleshly, practice of Torah. But it's not producing any life at all. It's not producing the sincerity, the devotion, the Ahava of Yah. It's producing nothing at all. And so many are drawn today. Many are drawn away from Yahweh. That's why he placed before us men. And he said, when a man rules well, he's worthy. Those that labor in doctrine, and those that labor in the Torah in truth,
He said, let it be counted worthy of double honor. Yet this is not what the spirit of this Jezebel says. It says, no, we will not honor that which Yahweh has done. Yahshua, he labored in the truth of Almighty. He labored in the Torah. He despised the practical application of Torah by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He repudiated them. He showed them the folly of their foolishness and their false misinterpretations of Torah. He showed them how false they were, how what kind of scorners they were, because when that living power of Torah, the word of Yah, began to be revealed, they despised him. They cast him out of their synagogues. They cast him out of their whorehouses. They cast him out to do much detriment and harm unto him, but the time was not yet. And so it shall be with the people of Yah. The time is just not yet. They're going to cast you out. They're going to despise you. They're going to speak all manner of evil against you. They're going to call you a lunatic. For they call Hamashiach Beelzebub, that the man hath the devil in him. Why? Because he spoke the Torah. He was the life of Torah in a living way. The Torah, the guidance of Yah must become the living force in our lives. It must be what disciplines us. It must be the thing that shows us and teaches us and guides us. Not your interpretation. It's not of your private interpretation. It's revealed by the Ruah of Yah through Scripture. So it's not your private interpretation. We need this true witness of Yahshua. Without this true witness, brothers and sisters, we have nothing to stand on. Nothing. Nothing. We need that. And we need the breath of the Ruach to blow all the time. Hallelujah. In the midst of a hot, stagnant day, there's nothing like a cool breeze, is it? It revives you. It brings you alive. In the midst of other torrid pace of sin and corruption today, we need the breath of Yah to blow in our inward parts. We need the Ruach to blow. We need that wind to constantly blow upon us and bring that fruit to its fullness of fruition. We need that today, Yah. We need it, Yah. Because if we don't have that, then we're going to fall into every kind of snare. Every kind of trap. That's why our minds are so easily snared. That's why our thoughts are not based upon truth. They're based upon every kind of corrupt thing it is. And the Lamb of Yah is grieved. He said, you come before me and you repent. But it's not a repentance. It's one of your own sorrowfulness. But it's not because you have brought me to the ultimate shame. That you have apostated me and brought me before the gods of this earth. And to say that my truth is not the ultimate truth. And there is no other truth beside what I preach. I would not concur with Farrakhan. He can speak of all those prayers for him. The Buddhists, the Hindus. The Hebrew Israelites, the Jesuits, everyone prayed for him. And without their prayer, he could not be healed. I don't want the Buddhist prayer. I don't want the Christian prayer. I don't want the Hebrew Israelites prayer. I want the prayer of Almighty. I want that prayer to flow from the bosom of Hamashiach, because he knows how to pray. When they ask him, how do we pray? You pray, our Abba, which is in the Hashemayim. And your name is excellent, it's pure. And above all things, your kingdom come. The power of your rule. The power of your love. The power of your strength. Rule in us, Yah. That's what I want above all things. I don't want their prayers. I don't want their ways. I don't want their dainties. I want the truth of Almighty Yahweh. I'm not living for me. I'm living for him. And that the witness of Yahshua may be the strongest thing in my life. That's all I want. I don't want the things of this life. I don't want the material. I don't want the cars and the homes. I want Yahshua. I want that life. I want the witness of that in me. I don't care about those things. They will fade away. They will not bring strength unto you. They're all going to fade away. I want that witness. I want that witness of him in me. And if I have that, then it's all right. Everything is all right if I got that witness. Hallelujah. They came against him, but the Abba did not deny him. And even on that stake, when the darkness befell the nation of Israel, Jerusalem was full of darkness. There was a witness that said, surely, and there is no doubt, the one that dwells in me, I can say, surely. Yeah, the spirit of him that dwells within me, I can say, surely. The one that has the witness in me, I can say, surely. No, ain't no doubt there, I can say, surely. The one that has caused the light to shine and darkness in the midst. I can say surely. Yes, I can cry surely. Surely. The one that came in and dispelled darkness. I can say surely. Yes, I can. I can cry surely. The one that broke the shackles of bondage. Freed my mind to walk in His Torah. I can say surely. I can say surely. One that brought me the witness of my Abba. And showed me the witness of Him. I can say surely. 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 This is the Son of Yah. Surely He is. Surely He is. He is the Son of Yah. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in me. Surely. Surely. This is the Son of Yahweh. This is the one that came in the armor of flesh to break every shackle of sin, to make me free, to give me the liberty to have fellowship with my Abba. For surely He is the Son of Yah. For surely He is. He is the brightness of Yahweh. He is the bright morning star of Yahweh. For this one who Yahshua, which one Yahshua? Beside Him there is no other. There is only one. Hallelujah. This is the Son of Yah. And we need that witness in us. In the midst of death we say surely. In the midst of the great trials we can cry surely. When all life's opposition is opposed against you, you can cry surely. In the midst of despair, when there is no light seeming or shining, you can cry surely. When your heart is burning down and seems as though there is no liberty there, you can cry surely. Surely is the Son of Yah. Came to liberate for whom Yahshua has made free. You're free. And I'm free. Whom the Son has made free. And He made us free from all religious expectations. He made us free from the course of this world, for whom the Son makes free. He made us free from the words of man, from the assaults and accusations. He made us free for whom the Son, for whom Yahshua makes free. That one is free. And is certified by Yahweh. Indeed, are they free. And I'm free today. I'm free to serve Him and to worship Him. I'm free to love Him. I'm free to bow down before Him. I'm free to walk in Him. For my life and my being, my moving, my strength is in Yahshua. So I'm free. I'm free to bless Him. I'm free to praise Him. I'm free from sin. I'm free from the bondage of sin. I'm free to love Him. I'm free to worship Him. I'm free to call upon Him. I'm free to bow before Him. Surely. Hallelujah. Surely this is the Son of Yah. For surely He is a living hope of Yahweh in me. I have nothing else that is alive in me but Him. There's nothing else that is alive. There's no other witness that brings life. But that witness of Yahshua. That witness. And when the enemy can remove that, like he did in the midst of the garden, because Yahshua, the living power, that living word was there. The tree of life, the tree of life, it was the power and the witness of Yahshua. And when they rejected that, they allowed every kind of vile thing it was to destroy their conscience away from Yahweh. And that's what the enemy does. He destroys our conscience and our thoughts away from Yahweh. He pollutes our minds and our thought process. That we can't think on Him. He tells us what's everything that is pure. What's everything that is lovely. We ought to think on those things. We don't think on those things. And that's why our minds don't think on those things. Because the enemy has done a magnificent job. We need to get back to the old landmarks. We need to get back to the old way. As the daughters of Zion and Miriam, she took the tambourine. She saw the hands of Yah, and the women went out and they began to dance before Yah. They began to shout in the presence of Yah. We need to get back. We need to get back to that way. From our dancing at our feet. From our clapping of our hands and the raising of our hands. We need to get back to that. We've lost touch with Yahweh. We've lost touch with Him. And the reason we're lost touch because He's not a reality to us. And the reason He's not a reality because Yahshua is not the strength of our hearts. He's not living there. That's why we don't do it. That's why there's no drive to do it. We need to get back. We need to get back to the old ways. We need to get back to the ways of Yahweh. His ways are pure. His ways are right. His ways are true. His way is the way of strength. His way is the way of eternal life. And there's only one way, and Yahshua is that way. Yahshua is that way. Yahshua the Lamb is the way of Yah. There's no other way you're going to find Him but in Yahshua. There's no other way you're going to touch Him but in Yahshua. There's no other way you're going to be touched by Him but in Yahshua. There's no other way you're going to see Him but in the eyes of Yahshua. There's no other way that you're going to delight in Him but in Yahshua. And without that, you're not going to delight in Him. You're not going to take comfort in Him. You're not going to be blessed in Him. You're not going to rejoice in afflictions. You're not going to rejoice in the suffering. We know that our afflictions are many. But if we endure them, we're going to reign with Yahshua. We're going to reign with Him. If we endure them, we endure the trials of this hour. And there are going to be much afflictions. There are going to be great pain. There are going to be great trials. But we are not those that turn back. We are not those that have the mindset of turning back. We will not forsake the Torah of Yah. We will not forsake the way of Yahshua. We will not forsake that light, that beacon of light that shines in the midst of this sea and the mass of this corruption today. There's only one beacon for the house of Israel, and that's Yahshua. No, the Torah is not the beacon, but because it is Yahshua, that the Torah is the beacon of light that is in Yahshua. Without the Torah coming out of Yahshua, you have no beacon of light at all. And the Torah must come forth from that light. And that beacon of light that shine in the midst of a corrupt nation of the world that is so foul, so insidious and wicked. You're going to need light to traverse this course today. You're going to need the light of Yahweh in order to overcome. Without that light, you don't be consumed in the darkness. Yahshua is our light. Yahshua is our light. He is the Son of Yah. And He is the Son of Man. He is the Son of Yah. He is the Son of Man because He was a Nabi. But He was more than a prophet. He was greater than a prophet. He was a Shalishim, an apostle. But He was greater than an apostle. He is the heart, the life of Yahweh's word. To show us that we can live it. We can walk it. As well as we can talk it. We can live in it. We can walk in it. We can do it. We can obey it. Not sometime, but every day we can do it. Hallelujah. He's beyond. He's beyond what man has comprised Him of. He's greater than that. He was made and put in the bosom of Miriam. He was put in the bosom of Miriam, that woman. I don't care what man says, she was a virgin. She was one that was pure. Her mind wasn't tainted. Her love for Yah and the disciplines of Torah, just like the rich ruler said to HaMashiach, I've kept all the Torah from a youth up, and He commended him, you've done well. But yet there's one thing you like. You need to have the living power of Torah in you now. You need to know that the Torah is alive, because I'm the life of the Torah, and the breath that I pour in you, you will know that the Torah is more than the practical part that you walked in. You've done excellent, you've done well, but what you must do is follow Me. Follow Me. Give up your ways. Give up your thoughts for the mind of Yahshua. Give up your way for the way of Yahweh. Give up your pursuit for the pursuit of the kingdom. Give up your right way for the only right way. Give up your ways for the way that leadeth unto the life of Almighty Yahweh. And that only way is Yahshua the Lamb. He pleased Yah, didn't He? I want to please Him. In all things. So I speak to my about judge me. I want to be judged. If He doesn't judge me, He's not correcting me. And I want Him to judge me. Every action, every deed, everything I do, I want Him to judge. He makes Himself known. He corrects His children. Something is wrong. With a generation, this scorn for wicked nation, the people, you that sit here, will you mock and despise what He says to you? Will you take cover of your damnable, wicked, corrupt Jezebel spirit and say to Him, I don't need you. I don't want to say that to Him. Correct me, Jeremiah said. Correct me how in your judgment. Whatever it takes, Yah, correct me. Whatever you have to do, correct me. And I'm not a sorrowful man today. I just delight in my Abba. Correct me how in your judgment. In your judgment. And not in your Yira, your anger, because you will bring me to nothing. Only Yah can bring you to another. So correct me. Judge me. The intent of my heart. The motive. My purpose. My desire. Every sin. Every unclean. Every false thing that I've omitted and looked over. Because it's me personally. Not so. He hung on that stake for all of our sins. For the chastisement of Yahweh Shalom was upon him. He bore our iniquity, our torahless ways in him. And he said, I'm going to heal you. The stripes that they abuse me with, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal your mind. I'm going to heal your bodies. I'm going to heal your inward parts. I'm going to heal the spirit inside. I'm going to heal your hurts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing consists of more than just a physical healing. That's a part of it. But this is the house that needs healing beyond that. Hallelujah. To get up and walk every day, you ought to bless him. To get up and move your tongue, you ought to bless him instead of curse him. So there's a healing that we need is beyond our natural being. We need something deep inside. He needs to get that into the cortex of our heart and heal that which is corrupt and cast out that breach that is broken against him and that vile spirit that flew from us that doesn't lift up the power and the truth of Yahshua. Hallelujah. He's going to restore only Israel. That's all he's going to restore. He's going to bring them into the fullness of his light. So I say, Yah, raise the prophets. Raise up the Nabis. Raise up the ministry. Come on up here, Brother Patrick. Pray for me. That wasn't what I intended to preach. But this is what you need today. This is what you need. You need this today, I'm telling you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our voices are one. That we have this beauty of praises unto Yah. Come on, stand to your feet. Your strength upon us, Yah. The truth of the witness of Yahshua. Rest upon this house today. Every sin, every false spirit, we curse in the name of Yahshua. We bind every vile thing. We curse it. We curse it from the roots, Yahweh. Yahshua, the word of Yah, you said, you sent forth your word. And he healed Israel. I speak by the Ruach of Yahweh, for the witness of Yahshua is alive in me. I believe the report of us. I send forth your word to heal. I send forth your word to destroy, to cast down, to build up, to restore. I send it forth here. You said it will not go out. I return unto you for it. Hallelujah. It's not an empty word. It's the word of life, Yahweh. It's not a false word. But it's the word of life, Yahweh. I send it forth. I send Yahshua forth, Yahweh. I send the witness of Yahshua. I send the power of Yahshua. Oh, yes. Restore, Yahweh. Build up. Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Build up, Yah. Destroy the strongholds of the enemy. The will of the flesh. We pray by faith, Yah. We pray you destroy every stronghold, every snare of the devil, every trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. Heal those that are listening, Yah. Heal their homes, mothers and fathers, their children. Restore them, bring them back to the straight, narrow way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, their sons and their daughters. Let the mother and the father labor to please you. That child, Yah, they brought them up in the straight way and the right way. Hallelujah. Restore them, Yah. I know you can, Yahweh. The seed of Israel, restore them, Yah. For the hour is at hand. The restoration of Israel shall be. Hallelujah. Your word says it. Your word declares it, Yahweh. Let the prophet that you raise up speak it. Let it resonate over this nation of the world, Yah. Raise them up in India or China. Wherever you raise them up, Yah, Africa. Russia, raise them up. Raise the true Nabi up, Yah. And he may declare that Israel will hear the certain sound of the shofar. They will hear the blowing of the shofar, the Nabi. They will know that it's of Yahweh. They will know that the certain sound is of Yah. Let him speak. We know that Yahshua speaks.
in all the men here, the true men of here. We know that Yahshua speaks. He spoke in Kephar. He spoke in Bartholomew. He spoke in Thomas. He spoke Yahweh and Yaakov and James. He spoke in them all. We need that same power. As I speak in your men today, we need to hear that word above that. We need to hear the Son of Man speak. That you shall raise up like you rose Yahshua. Like you rose up yesterday, Ezekiel. Let them speak, Yah. Let the Son of Man. Let these false perverts of hell, the true Son of Man, let the Elijah Ruah speak, Yah. As it was in Yahshua. Let it speak, Yah. That you may refresh Israel. That you may give us a fresh renewing of your Ruah. Restore that what the cankerworm has eaten. The walls that have been torn down by sin. The partitions we have built up between one another, Yah, because of sin. Because of our own corrupt thoughts and our own ideas about our brothers and our sisters. I pray your restoration. Tear down the walls. As we shout the victory today, as Yahshua on the walls of Jericho, the trump sounds, the blast of the shofar. You said on the seventh blast, I want you to shout hallelujah. I want you to shout hallelujah. Barak the name of Yahweh. Blessed be our Yahshua. Shout hallelujah. I'm free in Yahshua. He make us free today. He restores unto the upper. He restores unto the upper. He restores us our trials, our afflictions. They are but a small thing, a small matter. There's an excellent hope. There's an excellent tikvah for Israel. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. We come with teshuvah, true repentance. We break our own hearts, Yah. Break our pride. Break our arrogance. Break our haughtiness. Break the sin grip. Break the snares. Break it off, Yah. We come contrite. We come broken. We have fallen short. Yet this day you have renewed us. You have refreshed us with your breath in this fire today. You refresh us as your breath breathe out over the live stream and the radio station here, WVOY. Sister Miller, as she listens, those that listen in the vicinity, let the breath blow in the homes. Let the breath blow in their lives. Above all things, I need you now. This quiet here, it is called Yahweh. Congregation, small gathering of your people, that's a part of the whole of your seed Israel, that of every color of the rainbow, I denounce the lies of those false impostors who call themselves the Anglo-Israelites. Those that call them the Hebrew true seed, colored, dark-skinned, black African-Americans, Hebrew Israelites. For as the colors of the coat, the colors of Yosef, where the blessings of Yaakov began. Hallelujah. The metaphor of the seed of Israel. From every hue, every color, Israel, the true seed. From the darkest of the blackest skin, to the creamiest of the cream of skin. Every hue represents Israel, the seed elected.
Where are the blessings of Yaakov? In the house of Israel shall be made holy. For their sins, they were dispersed over every nation of the world. And Israel, you are calling Israel back to the true Kadosh, city of Jerusalem. And they shall hear the sound of the shofar. As it says to Israel, we shall regather in Jerusalem. For the new Jerusalem shall come from above. And so we gather in Jerusalem. In the Ruah. So we gather for your Moed. The memorials unto your name, Yah. And the witness of Yahshua. As our Peshach. The Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Which taketh away all the sins of the world. And we wait for that, Yah. And so in Jerusalem, we shall keep Pesach. Hallelujah. We shall keep your Moedim, Yah. In Jerusalem. With our brothers and sisters. Of every form of oppressive government. That Israel was in Mizraim. To oppress them back. To remove them away from your Ahava. We stand assured today. In Yahshua. For we have the sure seal of your Tzedekah. And that is the witness. And the life. The testimony of Yahshua in Israel, the seed of Yah, the elect, before the foundations of the world, called, elected of our Abba, and sealed by the rule of the testimony of Yahshua in their foreheads, in their lamb. That is our testimony. Because Yahshua lives, I can face the onslaught of tomorrow. Because Yahshua lives, all grief, all hardship to go. Because Yahshua lives, my destiny and my future is assured. Because I rest in Mahamashiach. I rest in the Torah of my Yahshua. Because he is the living word of Yahweh. Inseparable from the Abba. You cannot have the Abba without the living word. May your shalom be upon us all today. Those that are listening. May this Shabbaton be one of great rest. As we journey to our homes and we die, may it be a great delight today in Yahshua's name.